Hello and welcome back to Higher Health, the podcast helping you to grow and improve as a human being. I hope you're doing well. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking a bit about strength training, some of the overlooked benefits of strength training. For those of you who might be unaware, I'm a personal trainer, so on a daily basis, I help people to build stronger bodies, feel more confident, feel more capable, and to just improve the all-round quality of their life. That's what I do for a living, and I'm very grateful to be able to do it. But what often happens when people first step foot into the gym is that there's a real focus on the aesthetic changes, on losing the body fat, on building bigger muscles, which I have no problem with. I think it makes perfect sense. We all want to look good. We all want to experience those aesthetic results. But at the same time, I think it would just be very silly to overlook some of the broader and perhaps even more profound impacts that come as a result of being committed and consistent with strength training. So let's get to it. The first major benefit I recognize from strength training is that it builds discipline. I say this because the only way you can see results from your strength training is if you consistently show up and put in the work. By that, I mean you have to go to the gym or to wherever you work out 3 to 4 times a week at least and push yourself through some discomfort. And going through that really teaches you the value of consistency, of hard work, and of discipline. I'm not a huge believer in the sort of grind or die mindset where you have to be pushing nonstop and working relentlessly. Like although I can definitely tap into that mind state, I'm also a big believer in the value of self-compassion and acceptance and just being loving as well. But I do really think that resilience and discipline are two massively important qualities in today's modern society. In fact, they've always been two very important qualities. They're just as important now as they were in the past. I say that because in reality, life will always present you with challenges and hardships. It's inevitable. One thing I feel as though what we try and do as human beings nowadays is to mold our external circumstances into a way so that we're never confronted with challenge or discomfort, which really is a futile battle because, as I said, life will always present you with challenges. That is the nature of life. It's uncertain, it's unpredictable, it's volatile. So it's no good trying to get everything outside of you absolutely perfect because that will never happen. Instead, I think what you have to do is to build up your ability to withstand discomfort, to become more resilient, to become more disciplined, to become more consistent in your behaviors. And strength training, going through the process of bettering your physical well-being through strength training, it really teaches you those values. It helps build resilience. It helps build discipline. So I think that is one of the big takeaways from my experience of training, is that although it may seem as though you're just doing something in the gym and that you're just getting stronger and that there's no potential carryover into your general life, there really is. It really teaches you a lot about how to conduct yourself and how to handle difficult situations that you're presented with in life. The second big benefit of resistance training that I think is overlooked is more of a physiological one, and it's the impact that it has on reducing injury risk. Basically, the way in which your body operates and how it feels is very dependent on the strength and stability of its structures. And by structures, really what I mean are the muscles, the tendons, joints, ligaments, and bones. All these things together are responsible for maintaining the integrity of your body and making it possible for you to move with strength and with coordination. The problem that we see today is that a lot of people aren't placing the necessary demands on their body to keep these structures strong and healthy. And when you don't do that via regular movement and resistance training, essentially these structures weaken, they lose mobility, and consequently their ability to actually perform their job and keep your body strong and stable is affected negatively. When this happens, injury is pretty much inevitable at some point down the line. Now, the awesome thing about resistance training is that it manages to reduce this injury risk, because not only does doing so build muscular size and strength, which is very supportive to the joints, but it also improves your balance and coordination, you increase your bone density, and it strengthens your joints and ligaments. There is no other form of training that has such powerful positive effects on these vitally important structures of your body. So if you're not going to do resistance training for the cognitive benefits or for the psychological perks that I've talked about prior to this and that I'm going to talk about a little bit later as well, then purely from a physical perspective, resistance training is so important if you want to stay pain-free, injury-free, especially as you get older and as naturally your bone density decreases and the stability and the strength of your joints starts to take a negative downturn as well. So super important from a physical perspective. It massively helps reduce your risk of injury. The third overlooked benefit of resistance training is its impact on your hormone profile. So your hormones, what are they? Hormones are essentially your body's chemical messengers, and they're responsible for a lot of your important bodily functions, and they influence a whole load of things, including your ability to lose fat, your energy levels, your muscle growth, your libido, and your mood. Basically, strength training has been shown to have hugely positive impacts on several hormones, including your growth hormone and testosterone levels, which are super important for your muscular development, for your sex drive, for your bone density, and for a whole lot more. Strength training boosts both of those hormones. Estrogen and progesterone, so the two super important hormones in females, and these levels of these are essentially balanced out with regular strength training, which helps to lessen some of the common symptoms of the menopause. Cortisol is the stress hormone, and on the whole, strength training does reduce cortisol levels. However, high intensity exercise will cause short-term spikes in cortisol levels. Ideally, you want to keep cortisol low, so strength training can be beneficial in that sense, as this helps us to ensure that you feel good mentally, and it also helps to ensure you avoid excessive fat gain. And then lastly, and you know, don't get me wrong, there's plenty more hormones that are impacted. I've just touched upon a few. But lastly, insulin. So the role of insulin is to store glucose, which is obtained from the food that you eat. Glucose is essentially sugar. The role of insulin is to store sugar, glucose, in your body's cells. When you have good insulin sensitivity, which strength training, resistance training actually promotes, your body is then more able to efficiently remove glucose from your bloodstream and store it in your liver and your muscle cells where it wants to be stored. However, if you have poor insulin sensitivity, which is also known as insulin resistance, your body's liver and muscle cells essentially develop an inhibited response to insulin, which can lead to elevated blood sugar levels. And in turn, down the line, this will lead to fat gain along with a whole other host of potential issues. So there is, in a nutshell, some of the positive impacts that strength training has on your hormone levels, and your hormones really underlie absolutely everything. So keeping those in check is super important. So that brings us on to the penultimate overlooked benefit of resistance training, and that is that it optimizes brain health. Now, something that I really often hear from clients that I've worked with for a little bit of time is the difference they notice in their cognitive performance and how they feel mentally. Oftentimes, they feel as though they have greater memory recall, less brain fog, and just generally feel mentally sharp and healthy. And it makes perfect sense, because strength training and exercise movement in general has been shown to increase production of BDNF. BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor, a protein that's really important for learning, memory, and reducing depressive symptoms. And I think, you know, everyone can relate to the experience of doing a little bit of movement or exercise and just feeling good afterwards. And it might be just going for a walk or taking a run or hitting the weights in the gym, whatever it is. Afterwards, you literally feel lighter. Life feels more positive, and just you feel good. So it's no surprise that, you know, you do feel better after strength training. But the key thing to be aware of is that it literally alters your brain chemistry. It alters the function of your brain, makes you more resilient, productive, and a happy human being. So this is a massive one. Can't be overlooked. Strength training literally alters your brain. And I think we're all pretty aware of the fact that the brain is what drives us, is what gets us to do the things that we do, that we want to do. So if your brain health is in check, there's a good chance that every other aspect of your well-being and of your life is going to improve off the back of that. So here we are, number five, the fifth and final overlooked benefit of resistance training, and that is that it boosts your confidence. In my experience, pretty much every human being that I've ever met wants to feel confidence, and there's few better ways of doing so than by pushing against resistance. I think Increasing your confidence comes down to a couple of things when it comes to strength training. Firstly, from the physical perspective, when you lift weights and you adhere to a physical practice, it changes your appearance. You build some muscle, you tend to lose a bit of fat, your clothes start to fit nicer, and you start to like what you see when you look in the mirror. And, you know, we all want to feel sexy, we all want to feel attractive, so this undoubtedly plays its part in helping you feel like a more confident human being. But secondly, and in my opinion a little bit more significantly, going through the process of consistent resistance training actually changes the way you view yourself. And this matters because a lot of us hold on to self-created limiting beliefs. By that I mean thoughts about yourself like, you know, I've always been out of shape, or I'm useless at exercise, or I'll never be able to do whatever it might be. And it's thoughts like these that actually trap you in a cycle, pushing you towards behaviors that further reinforce those beliefs. In my experience, and this is of course just my experience, but strength training tends to flip the script a little bit. When you show up to the gym each week and you overcome resistance, both physically and mentally, you prove to yourself that you're a person who's actually capable of embracing challenge and taking steps towards becoming an improved version of yourself. And then after a few months of consistent training, you start to notice some real changes in your strength, in your physique, and also in your mindset. You realize that you actually have a lot of potential to change and improve and to take responsibility for your circumstances. So no longer do you feel held back by self-limiting beliefs about your capabilities. Instead, you recognize that you're actually capable of achieving whatever you want if you decide to put your mind to it. And I think it's this change in self-narrative that leads to real empowerment and confidence in every aspect of your life. So those are, in my opinion, five of the most overlooked benefits of resistance training. Hopefully from listening to this, you've either been inspired to begin training, or perhaps you've been given further motivations to keep going. Either way, fantastic, I love it. If you want to do me a massive favor, what you could do is follow this podcast, leave a rating and a review, and if you're feeling extra kind, you could take a screenshot of yourself listening to the podcast on your device, share it on Instagram or on any social media platform, tag me in it, I'll reshare it, and I'll be very grateful for that. The last couple of things, if you'd like to learn more about my personal training, my online coaching services, head over to my website, clpersonaltraining.com. Over there, you've got the blog, the podcast episodes, and also a couple of free downloads, which go and check out. There's a free mobility video, follow along video, and also a free transformation guidebook on there as well. I think that is everything. So until next time, peace.